Now, in chapters 7 and 8, we have what I've labeled a historic interlude. And it's very similar to what we had in the little prophecy of Haggai. You'll recall that in the middle of that prophecy, that this man Haggai was sent to the priests to ask concerning a law concerning cleansing. Anything that is ceremonially clean, when it touches that which is unclean, will it make it clean? And of course it won't. And that which is ceremonially unclean, if it touches that which is clean, will it make it unclean? And the answer is yes, it will. Now, in this historic interlude, we have the same problem approach from a little different angle. And I think that the important thing now is to get this before us. So let me read here in chapter 7 at verse 1 of Zechariah, and I'll read several verses. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius that the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah in the fourth day of the ninth month, even in Shishlu. All right, the impressive thing here is that, again, he's going to have a message for these people, and it's going to be a very important message, and he makes it clear it's not his own message, but it's the word of the Lord. And it was in the fourth year of the King Darius, and it was the ninth month of Chislev, and it was the fourth day. And if you want me to bring it right down to our calendar, that was December the 4th, 518. Now, you recognize it was during that same period that Haggai was speaking to the people in a very practical way. Now, will you notice what the problem is? It says, when they had sent unto the house of God Sharezer and Regemmelech and their men to pray before the Lord and to speak unto the priests who were in the house of the Lord of hosts and to the prophets, saying, should I weep in the fifth month, separating myself as I have done these so many years? All right, now this is what is before us. And when it says here, when they had sent unto the house of God. Now, actually, this delegation had originally been in Babylon. These are Babylonian names. And I have put in my notes that it's a delegation had come to Jerusalem from Babylon. Actually, when it says here that they were in the house of the Lord, these men were sent unto the house of God, they actually came from Bethel. Now, Bethel means, you remember, the house of God. It was old Jacob that named it. And it was the place, as he said that night when God appeared to him, he says, this is the very door of heaven. This is the temple or the house of God. He thought he'd run away from God, but he hadn't. Now, these people have come down from Bethel. Bethel was in the northern kingdom. It was actually in the area that the 10 tribes were. Now, let me ask you a question. Who do you think that these people were that came down? Do you think they were of the tribe of Judah? Well, may I say to you, they were not of the tribe of Judah. They probably were of the tribe either of Benjamin or Ephraim, probably of Ephraim. And if you go back to the book of Ezra, which I'll not do today, because we've already been over that book and I called attention to it at the time, you will find that many people who returned from the captivity went back to towns. Some of them are way up in the north of the Sea of Galilee and in that area. Now, all of that belonged to the 10 tribes that constituted the northern kingdom of Israel. Now, when anybody says they are the 10 lost tribes, may I say to you, you need to really examine the scripture rather carefully, because those that return would naturally go back to where they came from. And many went to the northern part, that was the kingdom of Israel. They happen to be folk born in the Babylonian captivity that are now returning as Jews back to their own tribe. And there's no 10 lost tribes. So if you feel like that England or the United States happen to make up the 10 lost tribes, may I say to you, you are very much lost in the maze of Scripture, because they are not lost, but you are. Because actually, they were not lost, and that makes this a very important passage of Scripture, because they here actually refers to men who came down from Bethel, the place called the house of God. Now they've come down with a question. In fact, you have here a question that Zechariah gives a threefold answer to, and it has to do with a ritual. Is a ritual right or is a ritual wrong? That is the question that they ask, and the picture is just simply this. You see, they had come down from the north, and they had been into captivity, and they had set aside days of fasting and days of weeping and mourning, and they had continued that after the captivity. And God was not blessing them. Oh, there was a certain amount of prosperity had come. Many of them were building their homes, and they were getting very comfortable, and some of them affluent, and yet they go and weep and mourn, and they say, we've been doing that, and God hasn't blessed us. What about it? What about a ritual? That's the question that is here. Actually, the right and wrong of a ritual. And this is an important question, and I'll tell you why it's an important question. Because today, we're seeing a recrudescence of ritualistic religion. There's a movement toward formalism, adopting a ritual. And it's always in evidence when people cease to think, when they get away from the person of Christ. Then they start either getting up and down or marching around. They have to start doing something. And it is a time of spiritual decline. It was a time when they fought over the prayer book in Europe, as if that was important, whether you should stand up or sit down or kneel, or how should you do it. And then there are many people today that want a liturgy or an elaborate ritual, and there are religions that are called Christian religions that are ritualistic, some are liturgical, and even those of us that are nonconformists that come from out of the Reformation, we say a ritual is repugnant. We despise a ritual. We see in it evil continually. But even in our services, we have a certain amount of it. We open with the doxology, and everybody stands up for that. And we close with the benediction, and somewhere between is an offering and a sermon. Now, what is the value of a ritual? God gave to the nation Israel a religion. That's the only religion he ever gave. And it was ritualistic. It was loaded with ritual. And the question arises, is a ritual right or is a ritual wrong? And that's the question of these people. They said, we've been going through the ritual, we've been weeping, we've been carrying on, and should we continue to practice it? Now, Zechariah is going to answer their question. He's the prophet of the remnant. He is encouraging them. Most of Israel, both the northern and southern tribes, had not returned. And they were doing well and prospering. And they also had the same question. They were going through that. And so God has an answer. And the very interesting thing is that God's answer is also a message from God.